What Hiccup had done was to pull his shirt over the end of the tentacle while Toothless was distracting the creature. The strangulator had so lost sensory contact with the ends of its tentacles that it did not realise that it was in fact injecting itself under the white material of Hiccup's shirt.
"That particular plan," said Fishlegs at last, "required a fiendish amount of luck."
"It was lucky," admitted Hiccup happily. "But we're alive, aren't we?" Fishlegs grinned back at him, and Toothless did three back somersaults in the air and a congratulatory cock-a-doodle-doo.
"And that sword fighting, where did that come from? You've always been grim at sword fighting."
"Swapped hands," mumbled Hiccup, beaming but a bit embarrassed.
"A left-handed genius who single-handedly defeated Alvin the Treacherous and a monstrous strangulator," gloated Fishlegs. "This is going to look so good when we tell everybody back home. I just can't wait to see the look on Snotlout's face when he sets eyes on this treasure. It makes that poxy little box he dug up on the Isle of Scullions look pretty measly."
"Yes," said Hiccup slowly, "but we are still trapped in an inaccessible underground cavern, aren't we? We have to get out of here first." Fishlegs' face fell.
"So we do," he admitted.
"But the creature must have some way from this cavern up to the caves in the Wild Dragon Cliff. I mean, look at those dragons in his digestive system. He must have been feeding off the dragon nursery for years. All we have to do is go through these Caliban caves and..."
No, said Toothless firmly. Toothless knows. Toothless grow up here. Other creatures in there much bigger and better than that one."
"Okay then," said Hiccup. "We go back the way we came. Let's hope that door still opens." The door did still open. As they were opening it, Hiccup noticed a piece of paper nailed on their side of it. It was a letter. It was written in the same scrawly handwriting as Grimbeard's riddle, and it was addressed to the true heir of Grimbeard the Ghastly. Hiccup took the letter off the nail and read it. "Dear heir," said the letter, "I have had a glorious Viking life. But now I am an old, old man, I find I am not so happy with my 50 years of rollicking and robbery, fighting and fresh air. I wonder if I might have run things differently. This treasure, for instance. The sagas will tell you that the stealing of it was my most magnificent moment. But since then, it has been tearing my once happy band of burglars apart with greed and lust for power. We are just not ready to look after this treasure. So I have decided to get rid of it. I know that there will be men who will hear of the legend of the treasure and come looking for it, and for them I have buried a small chest on the Isle of the Scullions as a decoy, so that they will think that the hunt ends there. I have hidden the real treasure deep, deep in this underground cavern. It has taken many, many months for my dragons to swim down here with it. It is guarded by water one way and the Caliban caves the other. I have placed an infant strangulator in the cavern, who shall grow in time to be a terrible guardian indeed. I dream of a time in the future when men will be able to own such beautiful and dangerous things and use them wisely. I dream of an heir who shall be a dragon whisperer, a sword fighter, a man who talks with monsters and who will harness the power of Thor's thunder itself. This heir will come and he will find my treasure. I give it to him freely, all of it. And he shall know what to do with it.